I'm Hossein Urichel, and I'm the Developer Community Architect for the Document Foundation, DDF. Today, I would like to talk about smart art support for LibreOffice. So here's the list of contents that I will talk about during this talk. First, an introduction, then support status in different aspects, from importing display to saving and editing, then ODF compatibility, and at last, application support. And then I will discuss some of the remaining bugs. So SmartArt was a feature that was introduced in MS Office 2007, and it is still supported in the newer versions of Microsoft Office. It's a nice way to create complex diagrams with little effort. You type in some text and it is converted into a diagram, and you can change the diagram, you can customize it, you can use the same content to have different layouts, and that is very interesting. And because of that, the smart art is something that is very popular. So LibreOffice had a basic support inherited from the beginning, but since then SmartArt import has received many improvements from many people, including Miklos Vajna and Regina Henschel, which were the top contributors in this area. You can also see FOSDEM 2019 presentation from Miklos to get a better understanding. So today I will discuss the detailed status of this support. In the important display, I should say the important display is very good. It works nearly perfect. I have tested myself the compatibility with Microsoft Office Online with many possible layouts, and I have tested around 200 different layouts and configurations that you can use there, and the result was very good. I should say in most cases the result is almost the same. But when it comes to the saving and editing, there are some problems. So saving back to the OXML, either it's a Word or Excel or PowerPoint file, is okay when no modification is done. So you can also convert the SmartArt into a set of shapes, but this is a one-way road and you can't go back. So if you open the file inside LibreOffice, you will see that sometimes if you enable experimental features in the settings, you will see that there is a border with a text which shows edit element on the top. This lets you edit the smart art, but this editing is very limited. And I should say it should be considered very experimental or experimental only, and it's not stable at all. And also saving back is not possible right now, so it's actually not usable for the production. But there's an ongoing effort by Armin Lagrand to improve this. The effort is stalled right now, but I hope that we will see the results in the future. So when it comes to ODF compatibility, the compatibility is non-existent yet. So it's not possible to save a smart to ODF, although you can do the saving and you can save the file into ODT or some ODP or things like that. The saving will do a conversion to shapes, so there is no going back to smart art, but you can move and edit the shapes, and that's not something desirable. So the development path is that we should define similar constructs in ODF and hopefully standardize it, and then create routines for loading, saving, and conversion from OXML to ODF and back and forth. In the application support, writer is supported, Impress is supported, but you can't open the smart art that is created inside Calc. So this is something that is still lacking. And talking about the remaining bugs, we have around 25 bugs in the meta bug dedicated to smart art. These are mostly minor problems with text rendering, either positioning, spacing, font, color, and rotation, things like that. I should say that these problems does not always happen. And sometimes we see rendering defects, but this is not something that always happens. And only sometimes we see these problems, and although the rendering is not exactly pixel by pixel the same with Microsoft Office, the result is usually good. And there's also problems with old MS Office support prior to MS Office 2016, and also the lack of being able to show 3D layouts. So in the text rendering, as you see here, sometimes the output is not similar. For example, spacing, either paragraph spacing or character spacing, or different fonts and different with different metrics. The color is sometimes different, and there's also sometimes problems with rotation. And also we see minor problems in rendering. So as you can see, as the arrows show, there are little differences, and I hope that the bugs can be fixed in the near future. So 3D layouts are also not supported. Also, the output is still meaningful. And I should say that sometimes LibreOffice even does better. For example, if you look at what arrows show, the spacing and the internationalized text, which is bidirectional for Arabic and Persian, is better, even better in LibreOffice compared to MS Office. So is there any questions? I would be happy to answer. Thank you.